This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The criticism of President Bush's education agenda, better known as No Child Left Behind, has been ferocious. Election year politics is partly responsible, but in the last few months, Republican-controlled state legislatures and conservatives have joined liberals in attacking the law's sweeping authority, its goals, and its costs. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The most recent criticism of No Child Left Behind boils down to three complaints. The law is unfunded, unrealistic, and intrusive.
We feel like we do a pretty good job and don't need the help of the federal government to direct us.
Corey Haldaway is a three-term Republican legislator in Utah and special education teacher in Salt Lake County.
The concerns that we've got as a state have to do with the responsibility for providing education. We feel that that's a state responsibility. It's in our Constitution. And we feel like the No Child Left Behind Act has stepped on the state's rights with regard to that.
Utah is among a handful of states that have introduced legislation that would either cut off state funding for No Child Left Behind or allow them to opt out of the law and forgo federal aid.
We're talking about well over $100 million.
That's how much schools in Utah would lose in federal aid every year, although Haldaway says it could be more expensive to comply with the law. Haldaway is on a task force created by the National Conference of State Legislatures to study just how big a financial burden No Child Left Behind is placing on states. But it's not only the money.
I don't think you can keep people working at something that is absolutely unattainable.
That's Nebraska's Commissioner of Education, Douglas Christensen. He says the government's timetable for schools to improve is unrealistic. Schools that don't improve dramatically end up on a list of schools labeled in need of improvement, which parents have interpreted as failing, says Christensen.
The Federal Department of Education's tripped all over itself because they started the notion that this was a failing schools list. I never have a problem with putting a school on notice that they've got to improve in something, but just because a school needs to improve doesn't make them a failing school.
Nearly a third of Nebraska's public schools are on the federal government's in need of improvement list, so Christensen has joined 13 state education chiefs who've written to U.S. Education Secretary Rod Paige asking for a change in policy. They want schools to be rewarded for making progress even if they fall short of what the law considers adequate yearly progress in reading and math. David Dunn, special advisor to President Bush, says he's not surprised by any of these complaints, given how much misinformation there is out there about No Child Left Behind.
Charges of one size fits all, unfunded, too rigid, etc. Certainly No Child Left Behind is a significant change in the way the education system conducts business, and that's why Secretary Paige has made a commitment to not drive all of that from Washington, D.C., but actually see where adjustments need to be made that can be made within the law and try to respond.
Dunn moved over to the U.S. Education Department from the White House precisely because the department was responding so poorly to the growing number of complaints about No Child Left Behind. Dunn is now fielding calls from states, and Secretary Paige has agreed to a few important changes proposed by states in the testing of special needs children and in the training and licensing of teachers. That, however, has led to charges that the law is being watered down. Katie Haycock of the Education Trust, a group that works on behalf of low-income and minority children, says that relaxing the requirement that all classroom teachers be highly qualified is not a good idea.
What that means, in effect, for the kids is that they probably will never be taught science by somebody who studied science. They'll never be taught mathematics by somebody who knows something about mathematics. So we think that at least in some areas they've gone further than they should have.
Haycock says if No Child Left Behind is unrealistic or unattainable, it's only because the law is based on the assumption that states have created an even playing field for all school children, rich and poor.
That's the fiction on which the law is based. Well over half of states and localities are spending much, much less on low-income children and minority children than they are on other children, as much as, in some states, $2,000 more every year per child in high-wealth districts compared to high-poverty districts.
Haycock says that huge funding gap between rich and poor schools is the truly scandalous inequality that No Child Left Behind has exposed, and states don't like it. So they complain about unfunded mandates and the federal takeover of public education, she says. This funding gap and the problems it's creating for No Child Left Behind is so politically charged, though, it's not something the Bush administration wants to deal with in an election year, which is why Haycock is afraid the law could be watered down even more by November. Not to worry, says Special Advisor to the President David Dunn.
In no way is it a backing down or a watering down of the law. The President is committed to make it work.
As for future changes in No Child Left Behind, Dunn says, never say never. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.